When Quicken Loans Emperor Dan Gilbert started seeing double and was rushed to the hospital last spring, it was like a bomb had gone off in Detroit's business community. Months of silence followed from Gilbert and those closest to him. A lot of people had 1,000 questions. What was going on with Dan Gilbert? Who was running his companies? And what might happen if, suddenly, he weren't there? We got some answers to those questions over the weekend as Dan Gilbert gave an exclusive interview to Crain's Detroit Business ahead of Crain's Newsmaker of the Year event. Here's Gilbert telling Crain's about his experience with stroke.
If you have a stroke when you're done, here's the problem with it. Everything is hard, everything. Like, you wake up, getting out of bed is hard, going to the bathroom is hard, sitting down, eating at a table is hard. You name it, you don't get a break. You're like trapped in your own body.
Here with us now is Chad Livengood, senior editor at Crain's, who was part of the exclusive interview. Chad, good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
So Dan Gilbert is somewhat notorious for having his hands on many parts of his business. We might say all facets of Quicken Loans and its accompanying ventures. For somebody like that, I imagine being incapacitated is not a small thing. What impression did you get of how he reacted to the experience?
Yeah, in the months before he had this stroke, Dan was doing a podcast called Speed of the Game that was literally kind of about his life, you know, sort of keeping up with the speed of the game of business, of the game of sports. I mean, this is a guy who, jetted around the country, went back and forth between Detroit and Cleveland all the time to go watch his Cavaliers basketball team play. He has multiple different types of business interests. He owns 100 properties in downtown Detroit as part of that property buying spree he made in the past decade after he moved Quicken Loans to Detroit and built up a 17,000 employee workforce. All of that kind of came screeching to a halt when Dan Gilbert suffered this stroke over Memorial Day weekend.
He is also maybe not very well known for being an emotional guy about his legacy and having a level of introspection. You've covered him for a while now. Do you think that that might change as a result of his experience?
I certainly sense that he has changed in that he's been humbled by this experience. I mean, this was a near-death stroke. He was paralyzed in the left side of his body. He said that for the first couple of days afterwards, he was dead weight. He couldn't move at all. He has regained his ability to stand, but he's still is struggling with his left arm and use of those motor skills. So he talked about just like in that clip, about how everything is harder to do now. And he has a greater appreciation for healthcare and healthcare workers. He also has a greater appreciation for what insurance doesn't cover. Of course, this is a man who Forbes says is worth $7 billion. So he can buy as much medical care and rehab that he wants. Certainly more than you and I could. So I think he's seen a different side of life that he hadn't seen outside of, being this mortgage mogul.
How would you say he's doing? I mean, would you have known that he'd had a stroke?
Yes, certainly. He's lost a lot of body mass and weight. I mean, this is a man who's a shorter man to begin with, but he had always kind of had a barrel chest and was sort of known to talk about his weightlifting. And even that day that he had this stroke, he actually initially attributed some of his symptoms of his arms shaking to the weightlifting and routine he was doing with a trainer earlier that day.
Just thinking it was exhaustion.
Exactly. And,
yeah.
And he also thought that he was seeing double because he was up on this patio overlooking Hart Plaza, downtown Detroit, and there was this electronic music festival, this light show that was going on across the street at Hart Plaza, and he thought that maybe that had something to do with it. He was he had a group of friends over that night, and in attendance that night among his group of friends was Dr. Stephen Adamczak, who was an emergency room physician. He looked over Gilbert and noticed he had all the symptoms of a stroke, that his face was drooping, his speech was slurred, that he was having arm pain and weakness. And so he advised him to go to a hospital.
Well, what's the situation right now? Is Dan Gilbert expecting to make a full recovery?
Not exactly sure. You never know with these kind of things. It's been well over 8 months since this stroke. He's still getting PT and OT every day in his home in Franklin in suburban Detroit. But he's also starting to go into work once or twice a week now. He has a service dog, a black lab named Cowboy, who I think is going to become a star in Detroit in the ensuing months here. But he needs assistance in all different ways now. So it remains to be seen. You know, he's now trying to refocus on some of his business interests. He's in the midst of trying to build the first skyscraper in Detroit in the 21st century. And that project at the Hudson's department store building site has been scaled back. He initially was going to build a 900-foot building. Now it's probably going to be less than 727 feet, which is the height of the Renaissance Center Marriott Hotel.
And remind us, did those plans change after he suffered this physical setback or before?
They made them public that they were scaling back the project after.
Dan Gilbert is 57 years old. I mean, a stroke is nothing to take lightly, but at the same time, he's a relatively young man. Did you get a sense that his ambitions have changed?
It does seem that, you know, he's really kind of trying to zero in on just getting his body back in working order. You know, he's got a family of four children that he's focused on as well. And he's, you know, seemingly not trying to get into other ventures. So we'll see if he's going to actually scale back his business interests. I mean, this is a man who owns like over 100 companies or some share in 100 companies and an NBA basketball team. So he already has hands in a lot of pots.
When someone who's has that level of importance in the community has a stroke, it sends shockwaves through the entire downtown business community with ripple effects throughout the business and political elite all over Michigan. Do you think that this entire situation, how it's played out, has told us anything about Dan Gilbert's economic and development impact in Detroit?
Yeah, people have put a lot of stock in Dan Gilbert, and their future is rest with Dan Gilbert. I mean, he is doing all these different renovation of buildings and building new buildings. Think about all the construction companies that basically have got their economic fortune sort of tied to his wagon. And then there's other businesses that have moved to Detroit. They've made investment decisions. They're bringing employees or hiring based on these investments that Gilbert is putting into the city.
So, people see cranes up around town, they start to think about their own plans differently.
Exactly, yeah. It definitely has spurred a lot of momentum in the recent years, and Gilbert has been just very influential in getting people to come his way when he wants people to come his way. And that's made him both a force within the city from an economic development standpoint and also within the state from the political standpoint. I mean, just days prior to this stroke, Dan Gilbert and his lobbyists engineered a massive change in the auto insurance no-fault law at the legislature. And he was texting the governor congratulations for doing this that day before he came down with these symptoms of stroke that night. So that also illustrates both the fact that Dan Gilbert has become a very big political force in this state, but also it illustrates just how precious life can be and how quickly life can change.
As we've mentioned, this man basically went off the radar when he had the stroke. I mean, it was absolute silence. Do you think that there's something that we learned about just his position as being such a large outsized figure in the firmament of the Detroit business community, and maybe what the rest of the balance of power looks like in the city?
Yeah, when this happened Saturday, Sunday, Memorial Day weekend, and then the entire business community of Detroit went to Mackinac Island the next 2 days later for the Detroit Regional Chamber's annual conference up there. I mean, there was just an air of uncertainty about what is going to happen if Dan Gilbert doesn't make it, or what is going to happen if he doesn't come back the way he was and have the same presence. And he may still not have the same full force that he had before. And but like I said before, people have kind of staked their futures on this guy. Politicians have kind of staked their, their public policy on this guy. I mean, he single-handedly got former Governor Rick Snyder and the Republican legislature to put down their guard against tax incentives and pass a whole new tax incentive so he could build skyscrapers in Detroit through a tax capture transformational brownfield incentive. And that, I mean, he just has been able to move mountains in ways that others have not. So, there may be a void to fill there in the future.
Do you mind saying how you managed to get the time with him?
I spent a lot of months trying to talk to his people about having an interview about what happened, being sensitive to the issues, just to how personal this was of a journey for him. And then, I've been covering politics and business in Detroit for many years. And so I just have, a lot of some rapport with some of those people. And I've written about his own businesses as well along the way.
Maybe it doesn't hurt that he's going to be at the Newsmakers of the Year lunch coming up this Friday.
Doesn't hurt. He is coming to speak at the MGM Grand on Friday in what will be his first real public speech. He's made just very few appearances at little events over the last few months, but has not spoken out until now.
Well, Chad, thanks for telling us about how this went down, and we appreciate your time today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Chad Livengood is our guest, senior editor at Crain's Detroit. He spoke with Dan Gilbert for a story that was published over the weekend. Dan Gilbert will make that speech at the Crain's Newsmakers of the Year lunch this Friday. You can find a link to Chad's article if you go find our Twitter account. We're at Stateside Radio.